Welcome to the Mindset Change Your 2016 Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm super excited to introduce to you Ms. Rosemary Barnes. Rosemary, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. Good morning, everyone. I am Rosemary Barnes, the Maverick Voice at Confident Stages. Up here in Canada, where on Vancouver Island, it's a balmy 5 degrees. Would you like to know the secret to being a successful leader in the alphabet soup of today's business world? Me too. There's a mountain of research and a stadium full of experts purporting to know how to deal with the baby boomers, Generation X, Y, and Z, all working under the same roof. Ideas abound. Most of them contradict each other. When I really looked at them, though, I found some pretty broad areas of agreement that can apply not only to your business life, but also to your personal life and any other secret life you might have on the side, so that's nice. It's an interesting time to be a leader. It wouldn't be at all outrageous to see all four generations working under the same roof and being led by a single vision. We've got the baby boomers, the X, Ys, and the Zs, all of whom are motivated by completely different ideals. We've got the nose to the grindstone post-war generation, the skeptical and ever suspicious Generation X folk, the I turned up so I deserve the cream millennials, and the fearless and analytical Generation Z. Now, modern business demands that leaders understand how to motivate, how to lead through involvement, and how to encourage and reward innovative thinking. I have a quote here. It says, leaders today have to be astute enough to know how to tap into the strengths of each of these groups, creative enough to motivate them on their terms, and insightful enough to bridge the difference so that collaboration between them is possible. It demands communication expertise such that each group understands their roles and critical thinking skills to see what's working and what's not. Finally, and most importantly, leadership today demands the capability to not only adapt to change and to innovation, but to actively and seriously pursue it, end quote. Wow, no pressure there. I've done some research, though, and I've come up with some ideas that I think might be able to help leaders in the workplace as well as the people working with them. There's a few secrets. Now, the secret that I believe is number one is confidence. It's not enough to believe in your business. You have to 100% believe in yourself. You have to know that you are unique, and you have to know that being unique is absolutely vital for success in the 21st century. Here's an interesting thing about men versus women in leadership roles. The differences are small, but female leaders tend to be more democratic and participative. That's a good word. That's not always advantageous, but it is useful with today's workforce. Transformational leadership is where we are at right now, where we are trying to take each generation and transform them into the norms of today. And women are somewhat more transformational than our counterparts. Females tend to motivate and reward with positives. Men offer larger measures of negative and threat-induced motivation. Women are more likely to say, oh, poor stupid baby, let's try it again. Men are more likely to say, well, that didn't work. What are you going to do about it? Those are gross generalizations, of course, but here's the catch to that whole thing. When we get to upper management, that's no longer effective. When we're in middle management, that sort of system of let me help you works very well. But as soon as you get to the upper echelons, then men start taking over again in effectiveness of leadership because they need it to be done, they need it to be done now, and I have people taking care of that sort of thing for me. It's an interesting sort of situation where female and male are virtually the same until middle management, when women have the advantage, and high management, where men still rule. All right. So we have to understand the TLC principle. Now, this is not what you think it is. We have to learn to take it, leave it, or change it. Here we are, confident about ourselves, our business, and our mission. But what happens when something suddenly changes? And in today's day and age, that's by the hour, not the day or the month. How we are reacting to these changes is we can take the change, we can leave it, ignore it, not have any acknowledgement of it, or we can change it. Change is going to happen whether we want it to or not. In today's business world, change is the norm. A child will change into an adult, and a seed will grow into a flower, and we really, really want these things to happen. Just as we want those to happen, we want our businesses to change, to progress, to succeed. Excuse me. Not only do we have to embrace change, we have to actively encourage it. We have to reward people working for us for their innovative thinking. For on those thoughts lie our paths to reaching our goals faster, smarter, and more successfully. There is a chart that I've created which highlights the differences between the generations. The baby boomers are just about retired out. I'm one of those. So we are adding to our years in the workforce beyond what those before us did. Generation X are basically known as the cowboys. Generation Y are the collaborators, and Generation Z are the diversifiers. So what does that mean? It means that the cowboys, Generation X, were rugged and individualistic. They were the lone cowboy out on the prairie, making it up as they went along. They are used to, in the workforce, command and control management. I tell you what to do, you do it. Done. Their work in the workforce is individually focused. Group work really wasn't part of the scenario in their workforce. The management information flow was seriously managed. Only what you needed to know got to you. For your information and on a need-to-know basis were the norm of that sort of management style. If in that world, if you had to conduct any research, that involved a trip to the library and the use of an index file. Does anyone beside me remember those? Cell phones, if we had them at all, weighed about 2 pounds and were the size of a brick and held a whopping 30 minutes of talk time. Life as a whole was more linear than it is today, and things moved directly from point A to point B with few stops in between. Take a look at Generation Y now, the collaborators. Generation Y are known as the millennials. This group of people is rather harshly, in my opinion, labeled as being entitled and pampered. They are also brilliant. These groups of people are very group-oriented. The leadership that they demand and the leadership that they offer is active and it's involved. It has to do with collaboration and teamwork. They like information that just pops in from everywhere. It's not structured. It just comes in from a variety of sources. These people were at the beginning of the cell phone era, the computer era. These are the ones that, as children, became accustomed to calling their friends on a daily basis rather than the old telephone stuck to the wall. For these people, doing a research project involves opening up a bunch of tabs on a browser while at the same time playing Angry Birds or some such thing. They are constant communicators. Their lives are circular and optimistic, like a Ferris wheel. And there's lots of opportunity to stop along the Ferris wheel, take a picture or two, post it to Facebook, and then carry on their life's journey, as compared to Generation X, who went from point A to point B. This group of people was very heavily supervised as children and in school. They were walked to school in grade 12 to make sure they got there safely by parents who lovingly oversaw everything that they did. This group of people never had to face any consequences on their own. They were protected, they were nurtured, and they are successful in their own right. But that means that because that's the only way they know, they expect that same sort of treatment in the workforce. They expect their leaders to continue to nurture them, to continue to provide them opportunities in a protected way, and they expect their leaders to take consequences with them or for them. On we go now to Generation Z. These are the up-and-comers. These are the ones that are, all of them are under 20. Most of them are still in high school. They are going to change the way our planet does business. They are fearless. They are aware of every single move that their colleagues and friends make. Their leadership styles involve being completely open-ended. This is the entrepreneurial group. These are the entrepreneurs that we saw many, 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 many generations ago. Diversity is the career for these, and their information flow is constant, ever-changing, and from multiple streams all at the same time. For them, research involves customizing the information that for them is only a click away, and five clicks away if they've got five mobile devices going at the same time, which is more common than you'd think. For them, life is an experience. It is not going from point A to point B. It is not on a Ferris wheel that you can stop on and take pictures. For them, it is experiencing every little mud puddle along the way. They will pave their own paths. To lead a Generation Z is going to mean that they are going to create their own company, and they simply need some mentorship and guidance to get them along the way. For Generation X, the cowboys, jobs meant security, and work equaled income. For Generation Y, the important point is flexibility. For them, it's very important that their lives be flexible and that they be able to choose. For them, jobs require employability. They require guidance to help them pinpoint the parts of them that people want. I'm employable because. For them, it's not, I need this job because I need to be secure. It's, I need this job so that I can then move on to another similar job, and I need that piece of paper behind my name. For them, work is not just income, but income and personal enrichment. Notice I didn't say professional enrichment. For the Generation Z, what they want out of work is a customized experience. Everything for Generation Z is experiential. For them, work equals income, personal enrichment, professional enrichment, and personal connections. So can you imagine more different generations? We've got the structure-oriented. We've got, I need structure, but I need you to tell me that it's not really structure. And we have, oh, get your structure out of my face, I'm making my own structure. So what is a leader to do when you have these three generations all working under the same roof? Well, needless to say, the corporate executives are becoming increasingly frustrated by all these changing attitudes, by all these very strange attitudes coming in. And so not only do leaders need to keep on top of all these rapidly changing technological advances, but the way business is being conducted is being changed. Using gross generalizations again, and only to make a point, the millennials are seen to be entitled with no internal motivation. Generation Z will simply not abide the old pyramidal structures that are so common. And the old version of decision-making, rightly or wrongly, is being threatened. And leaders and managers are left not knowing how to cope. So, a few little secrets, a few little tips. Forget the days of hiring someone that knows less than you do. In today's job market, you can be relatively sure that if they don't know as much as you do, all they have to do is click a button and they will find out. Steve Jobs said, I don't hire smart people so I can tell them what to do. I hire smart people so they can tell me what to do. We don't have a choice about that anymore. So strategy number one, effective leaders understand that they cannot be everywhere and manage every detail. So today's managers have to learn to relinquish control and trust colleagues, their colleagues, to be just as effective as they are. Strategy number two, successful leaders take advantage of opportunities to learn from anyone and anything. If they are going to learn from an employee that they just hired, great. If they are going to learn by listening in to telesummits, superb. If they are going to learn by taking courses online, university, wherever, great. But a leader today cannot sit on his laurels. Learning must be a continual experience. Allowing ourselves to learn from other people doesn't make us vulnerable. It makes us stronger. It makes us more respected. It makes us more successful. Strategy number three, excellent leaders share their expertise. The days of the pyramid where at the pinnacle was all the information, all the wisdom, all the necessary tactics and ideas to make a company work doesn't work anymore. Leaders today that are still trying to lead our new generations using those strategies have already passed. They just don't know it yet. Our new people will not tolerate it. They will not abide it. And leaders have to change to keep up with the people coming in. The world needs good ideas. And our young people coming in have them. The world needs that. They need strong people and they need confident people. But we all know that. That's why we're here listening in today. We're sharing with each other. And strategy number four is that in actual fact, good leadership is more about following than leading. But that means you need good people working for you. And therein lies the crux of the most important aspect of leadership. You can't do it alone. Welcome to the grand entrance of secret number four, the three R's. You cannot do it alone. You have to have a team. And the three R's mean that you need to know how to recruit, retain, and reward your team members. Now, Here's the big alphabet soup situation. The alphabet soup of the 21st century business world. It's about the different needs of Generation X, Y, and Z. How to get them, how to encourage them, and how to keep them. It's a huge topic. And it's a vitally important one, primarily created by the millennials, Generation Y, and our newbies up and coming, Generation Z. We have to have confidence in ourselves, our products, our services, our ideas. We have to be able to change and adapt to circumstances by either taking it, leaving it, or changing it. We have to have solid leadership strategies to guide ourselves, our staffs, and our company. And finally, we have to have up-to-date recruitment, retention, and reward systems so that everyone involved can celebrate and succeed at our individual and joint successes. So, what does a leader need to do today? A leader today needs to understand that the broad brushstrokes of the past don't work anymore. Leaders of today need to have a tribe. Leaders of today need to have people that they trust and that they understand and who will work with them on every available level. We have to understand that our new generations will not and cannot work under the world of need-to-know basis of information. These generations have the information at their fingertips. If you do not supply it to your employees and your companies, they will simply find it online. And where is the trust factor then? Information must flow about every detail. Everyone must be invited. It must be circular. It must be, companies have to work on the team approach. You cannot work in the pyramid anymore. It simply will not work. And your prime people, your brilliant people coming in to work for you and with you, will not abide being left out of the loop. That's the key that I see to leadership in today's world. And I would love to be able to talk to you more about it. Visit my website, Rosemary Barnes, the Maverick Voice at confidencestages.com. And I'd love to speak with you more about it.